Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
In order to keep myself from getting too cranky, I like to eat every 3 to 4 hours. I try to keep to a pretty good schedule. So the idea of intermittent fasting, which we'll be talking about today, is a little intimidating. So I'm definitely excited to learn more. Andrea, how about you?
I am here and willing to learn.
All right. Well, we've got the wonderful Jenny Sanssouci. She is from the 1111 Wellness Center. She's a certified health coach, and she's going to give us the ins and outs of intermittent fasting. Hi, Jenny.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
All right, let's talk about this, because it's something that I think of fasting, you know, like Yom Kippur fasting or something. It's like an entire day, which I've only made it through once in my life, but that's a whole other subject. What is intermittent fasting, and why is it such a great way to get healthy?
So intermittent fasting, I've been hearing a lot about it over the past couple of months. I've been doing a lot of research on it, and the kind that I've been focusing on a lot is the 16-8 method, which actually means that you give your body basically 16 hours between the last meal of your day and the first meal of the next day. And then you have an 8-hour window where you're actually eating. So it's not like a juice fast or you're fasting for a week or anything like that. It's just a daily way to give your digestion a break. And so when you're giving your body that kind of rest, you're not piling more food on top of more undigested food, and you're really giving your body a chance to clean out every day and let your body focus on healing and you know, repairing dead cells and getting waste and toxins out of your body. So that's one of the...
Now,
that's kind of how it works.
I wake up... Oh, it's so interesting because, well, I wake up every day around 5:30 in the morning. So I wouldn't be eating... I'm not good at math, but I wouldn't be eating until it sounds like noon or something. It just sounds like a long time.
Yeah. Well, one of the things about it is that I've realized is that people often are waking up and just having breakfast just out of habit, or that they think that they have to, and not really noticing their physical hunger. So one of the things I've really noticed with myself and with patients that I've seen at the Wellness Center is that people are paying so much more attention to when they're actually hungry if they get into the idea of intermittent fasting. So the cool thing about it is that you don't have to do it every single day for exactly 16 hours in order to have benefits. One of the things you can do is kind of take the idea of it and just wait until your body feels very hungry before you eat. And you don't have to get to the point where you're famished, but just start to pay attention to your hunger signals a little bit more and just get a little more intimate with what your body's actually asking for.
So what happens to our bodies when we are fasting? So is it giving it... digestive system a chance to kind of do its job? Is it helping to clear out toxins? What exactly are the benefits for the body by doing this intermittent fasting?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things about intermittent fasting is the digestive system. So much of our immune system is linked to our gut, and if we don't have a healthy gut and our digestion isn't working properly, it can manifest as all kinds of health issues, and it can lead to different diseases and, you know, weight gain, of course, and we see the gut related to so many issues. So if you're giving yourself more time to digest, it's clearing out your system. It is getting toxins out of your body. It's giving your body the energy to focus on other things besides just digesting all the time. So when all of your energy is going towards digestion because you're eating so often, you're not really allowing your body to focus on healing and repairing and removing dead cells and waste from your body and regenerating new cells.
Are there other things that we should do while we're doing the intermittent fasting? Like, should we take, let's say, certain supplements like chlorella, you know, with some water, obviously. So is it a food fast? Is it a juice fast? Or is it just fasting altogether? Because I know there's different levels of fasting. But is there something that maybe we can help our digestion along or cleansing along while we're in that intermittent fasting phase?
Yeah, well, for the intermittent, from what I researched, in order for the intermittent fasting to actually do its job, you should be having no calories during the fasting period. So if you're having, you know, coffee or tea or water during the fasting period, then that's okay. But as soon as you put anything into your body that's going to... you know, it's going to register as food, then you go back into the I guess, to the eating period. So what really happens is that if you give your body enough time to start burning all the food that you were eating the day before, then your body moves into fat burning mode. And that's why a lot of people do see weight loss results with intermittent fasting, because your body is burning more fat. So as far as supplements to take and things like that, I mean, I am a huge fan of supplements in general. I don't know that there are specific ones that would complement intermittent fasting. But, I mean, for sure, chlorella, that's a great one. But I would keep all of that in, within the eating period.
Now, Jenny, what about for people who work out first thing in the morning and they find themselves so hungry? Is it better to switch around your workout schedule if you're doing the intermittent fasting, or does it just depend on your willpower?
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of people, I was surprised about that too, but a lot of people say that they prefer to work out in a fasted state. My personal trainer even told me if I can get in some cardio in the morning while I'm in a fasted state, it's even better for your body to, you know, to burn fat. And a lot of people say that they feel more energy and they feel stronger when they work out in a fasted state. So I think it's different for everybody. But personally, I feel better if I do like a morning workout before eating anything. I feel a lot more energy. So I think it's one of those things that people just have to experiment with, and it may not be for everybody.
You know, what I find interesting is I always learned, I'm a holistic nutritionist, and one of the things we always learned is to keep, you know, to eat every few hours, because that helps to keep our metabolism going, and it also helps, you know, with blood sugar fluctuation. So I find this interesting because it's a little bit, you know, different than what we're used to, you know, talking to our clients about or we're used to doing ourselves. Do you think intermittent fasting is something we should be doing daily? Is it something we should do it once a week? Like, what would be a good routine to follow?
Well, there's actually a lot of different kinds of intermittent fasting. I like the daily one because it seems to be able to work more with my lifestyle. Because if I'm eating dinner and then skipping breakfast, it doesn't really affect my life that much. But if I was going to be doing it where I couldn't have dinner, or, you know, all these different methods that it would kind of, you know, carve into my life a little bit more. So there are different ways of fasting. Some people do a 24-hour fast once a week. Some people kind of alternate, like one day do a fast, one day eat regularly. With this way, I've found it to be very flexible, because the thing is, you don't have to do it every day, like I said, and sometimes I feel like 16 hours is way too much. So the best thing that has happened for me is that I'm so much more in tune with my body's signal. So if I'm hungry after 12 hours or 14 hours and I really want food, I'll just have it. And, you know, I started out really counting up to the 16 hours and just waiting until I could eat. But now I'm at the point where I'll just pay attention to my body and just wait until I'm hungry each day. And I usually don't get hungry till like noon or so. So I'm just kind of just paying attention to that. And then the other thing
about it. Yeah, I love
that.
Paying attention to your body
when
is so
full.
Important.
Yeah. So when you wait till you're actually hungry to eat, you notice when you're full too. So it actually puts you, you know, more in tune with your hunger signals and full signals. And I think that's one reason why people do end up feeling healthier and having weight loss and feeling more energy, because they're just not overeating as much, in my opinion.
I'd like to try it, actually. You know, it's funny because my trainer recently said to me, she said, maybe you should try to not eat before you come in. But I wouldn't see her till noon, and I'm up at 5:30, and I thought it was kooky, but now I'm thinking I'm going to try it. Andrea, you think you'll give it a shot?
Oh, you know what? I kind of do it naturally. Anyways, as I'm listening to Jenny, like, I do it all the time, and, you know, it's great to know that I'm doing the right thing. So thank you, Jenny, for being on our show today and confirming that what I'm doing is already the right thing. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.